Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andrew, for joining me today. I'm excited to have this conversation around digital transformation in an education-based ecosystem. So once again, you're joining Kyler Cheatham here at Third Stage Consulting Group. This will go into our Ground Control podcast. We have new episodes every Wednesday that release on anywhere you get your podcast. So I'm very excited to have Andrew Hayes, who is an expert in this overall conversation. So real quick, Andrew, can you just say hi to our audience and give some background on your experience or career?
Absolutely. Kyler, how are you today?
Excellent. As always.
Good, good. Well, as you know, I'm Andrew Hayes, part of the Third Stage team. I'm a certified PMP. I've got master's degrees in the area of organizational development and an MBA. So I've been proudly serving the public sector for going on 20 years now. And I specialize in leading large teams on comprehensive IT assessments that look at networking, that look at cybersecurity, but most importantly, that look at enterprise software systems. So, as one of the senior level program managers with the Third Stage team, I am currently managing, one of our largest ERP implementations. So I'm very, very happy to be part of the podcast here. So, looking forward to our discussion today.
Absolutely. Not only managing, but crushing it. Absolutely.
So hey, you said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'll take that. Thank you.
So let's dig into that a little bit. So one of the industries that we've seen some of the biggest transformations when a business or support standpoint from IT is the education-based community. So can you kind of talk about that evolution over the last couple years with the COVID-19 pandemic and just the need for new technologies or business processes within that specific industry?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, one thing we constantly talk about here at Third Stage is that digital transformation. And I mean, when you really look at, not only in the city government space, but, even here in the educational space, what you can do in the ERP environment these days is just absolutely amazing. And, when I look at specifically the huge project that Third Stage is overseeing right now, this implementation of this financial management system and this human capital management system, what this is going to do for their workforce, with the ways that they are communicating across departments, but also externally, is going to completely change their entire operation, which is really, really exciting. And the fact that our Third Stage team can be part of that, I take great pride in that.
Well, excellent. I know that it's a huge undertaking to go through any sort of ERP transformation within any business, but specifically in higher education, it seems like, or education in general, I should say, it seems like the actual workforce wears a lot of hats, and there can be some specific nuances that are needed as far as requirements for specific technology support. Can you talk a little bit about what those kind of nuances are in this environment?
Well, absolutely. I mean, one thing that, and thinking of one of our clients right now, the magnitude from an organizational change management perspective is so intense. When they're going from antiquated legacy technologies to a more modern, one thing that we've tried to really do is to sketch out and talk through what the optimized 2B space is going to look like, within this transformation, so that their teams can start to plan from a change management standpoint, from a policy perspective, exactly how their operations are going to change. You know, and in this instance, it's of such magnitude that you might find that people's jobs get rescoped. You know, you're doing these manual workarounds, and everybody's excited because they finally got it to a point where they can manage through the antiquated technology. So sometimes people have a hard time even wrapping their minds around the value that this is going to translate. And I mean, it's gotten to the point, you know, for our school boards and our boards of directors at these respective organizations where we are able to calculate the savings in terms of hours when you're looking at this manual process took this individual, 24 hours a week, twice a month. That's 48 hours right there that they're getting back because of the automation, through workflows that we're able to configure in these new systems. So, Kyler, as you can imagine, everybody is starting to get really, really excited, specifically on, this large program, this implementation that our team is managing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's super exciting. And though it can have a flip side, things like automation, we talk a lot about automation anxiety, those types of different things. So when we look at that positive change in the organization of shifting roles and responsibilities, obviously there's a sensitivity to communicating that to ensure that you have, the comfort and the overall buy-in of the greater community to support this transformation. So can you talk us through kind of how you do that in balancing the two?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we try to do is just clear expectations out there for the team. we make it so that there's no surprises. You know, we're meeting with sponsorship on a weekly basis. As we start to approach go lives, we put together a formal communication plan. When you think about go live, as a program manager, as a PMP, how can I help the end user community to help me provide support to them? And what we do is we roll this out so they understand exactly what the changes are that are coming, how that's going to positively impact them, how they can prepare for it. We make sure that we're setting clear expectations for the timeline, for the levels of engagement. We are, in terms of the training artifacts that's coming out to them, we're setting clear expectations for what those are, what they mean, specific to our go live. We're letting people know, hey, here's the phone line that you can call for support. This is the email. This is exactly what we need from you in terms of screenshots and errors that you're encountering. So that's something that we try to almost over communicate. As we've been going through the process of system integration testing and approaching the point where we start bringing the end users into the system to test it, we're making sure that our test cases are very clear, that our use cases are such that folks can easily understand what the actions are that we're testing. And we're having very positive feedback as we're starting to bring end users into the system. And I think, Kyler, from a cultural standpoint, the end users have to sell the success of the system to other end users. If you can promote success at the grassroots level, the other users are going to sell it, the belief that this is going to be a success. Better than any executive or any program manager ever could. And what we've done is we've made sure that we have a cross-functional team involved throughout the project so that we have, centers of influence at different levels of the organization. And I mean, that is true whether we're talking higher education, whether we're working with a public utility, a city government, a regional transit authority, an airport, a public housing authority. Third Stage uses that same approach, across the board. And we found that to be extremely successful on, our implementations over the years.
Yeah, those change influencers can be incredibly powerful. Absolutely.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
In talking about a school district, I kind of want to dig into that a little bit deeper, into the cultural aspect of that, because I assume each school, right, has its own community and culture, and making a district-wide decision such as changing technology, what if like one school is ready for that and one school is not in your readiness assessment? How do you kind of combat and get everyone aligned on the same page so they can move forward to embrace that user adoption and technical changes?
That's a good question. I think it's important to understand how people receive and process information so that you are able to cater and package your communications in such a way that it makes sense to them. And I'm going to give you an example. There was a electronic content management implementation that I was running. This was years back. And one of the clients was having a difficulty understanding how this would translate to value for his department. And this gentleman was a big music guy, which so am I.
Yeah. So is Eric. We all are.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So what I realized is he loved his iPhone. He loved his playlists. And this gentleman only viewed things through the lens of projects. And we were talking about metadata tagging and, you know, file naming convention systems and taxonomy. And I was able to explain this in such a way that he understood that we would put all of the documents in a centralized repository like his iTunes library. And then he could create projects and add various documents through tagging. And I used the metaphor of creating a playlist, and he completely understood it. So back to your question, I think it's a matter of, for those school districts or, you know, for those departmental employees that might have a mental block as to why workflow automation, or, you know, mobility, why that might translate value when they're used to, you know, or even software as a service, why they're, you know, the things that they're, the norms that they're used to, if you can speak their language, bring it into their own environment and demonstrate value, that can get them out of those preconceived notions and alleviate some of that fear that might be a stumbling block for that district or that department as to why they, you know, why they may have, some reservations to adopting new technologies. And from a change management standpoint, and that's technically what that's falling under, we make sure that we're spending the time and having that open dialogue, and that our third stage approach to program management and delivery brings them to a point where they are very comfortable and we can have these difficult discussions. So, and that's something that our team deals with throughout the day, every day.
Yeah, I know you guys are experts in that. And one point I want to pull out there, because it sounds like you really focused on the power of listening and really having the unique human perspective of what it means to value an employee's perspective, like your music playlist there. And that's really powerful because not only does it create success in getting that employee to speak that universal language, but it also makes them feel valued and cared about. And a lot of times empathy can be incredibly powerful in creating ROI, and that's often misunderstood in technology.
Yes.
So I have a question for you about specifically school districts. A lot of times we get pulled in when there has been an implementation failure or when there is a project that's in need of triage. I just spoke to a district leader the other day here in the United States that talked about how they're going through a failure. So if you are considering, as any public entity, going through a digital transformation, what is the importance of engaging experts like Third Stage and understanding that outside perspective can often be an insurance policy? Because we know the most expensive part of a digital transformation is the re's, as we say, right? The redo, repurpose, rephrase,
yes.
All of those. So can you speak a little bit about your interaction kind of in that triage?
Well, and I think that it's interesting that you asked me that question, Kyler, because you know that that's kind of what I specialize in. You know, over the years, I've been brought into many projects that, you know, it's the runaway train, you know, and we've been able to get actively involved to engage with those executives to talk about, you know, the criticality of bringing in a certified project management professional to using PMI standards, you know, and this is our day job, you know, and one thing that you find in these projects is there's always constraints. You know, the school district or the city government, you know, or the utility or what have you, it's always how can I balance my day job with the responsibilities of the project? Our Third Stage team, this is what we specialize in. This is what we do. This is what we've been doing. We've built our careers on that. And we are able to leverage the experience that we've had, the successes, the failures, the lessons learned, you know, all of those years of experience of our collective Third Stage team, and utilize that and open that robust experience up for the benefit of our clients. You know, on the same token, we're used to managing these vendor relationships. We have the experience when you run into a situation of where the sales guy tells the executive director, it absolutely can do this. And then you get into the implementation and it absolutely cannot. And it has happened many, many times. And our team, you know, has the experience of navigating through that situation. So my advice to our audience out here is that don't wait until things have gone bad to call Third Stage. Give us a call when you're thinking about that new implementation. Get us engaged early on so that we can work with you to identify what those functional requirements, what those cybersecurity requirements are, you know, what your system integration requirements are so that you don't run into a situation where in your mind you think that you've bought the best product and then it gets down to the implementation and things aren't going anywhere near to what you plan for. We want to avoid the re's because the further along in the implementation, the more costly it gets to make changes. And as you know, specifically with some of the projects that I've managed, you know, we've gotten engaged sometimes years after the start. And of course, we've been able to leverage that experience in the same way and still create wins. But it can just bring excruciating pain to the project team, you know, especially when there's already that project fatigue.
Oh, absolutely. And the overall failure anxiety throughout the community, that can be really powerful as well, because you've already been trying to, you know, white knuckle through an implementation, and now you've lost that trust of your community to be able to do that. And I assume that's pretty powerful within specifically an education ecosystem.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the focus is on the kids, the focus is on the learning, you know, and being able to have the tools that we need for the administration to run the district, you know, from an operating standpoint as efficiently as possible, to give our teachers out there the tools that they need, you know, whether it's a, you know, it's a student information system in the classroom, or we're talking about, you know, an ERP system, financials and HR and procurement on the administration side. So it's just a matter of having the right team in place. I mean, you guys around the office, you guys all hear me talking about one team. It is one team. And you have the district, and then you've got strategic partners. Third stage, as your program manager, we're a strategic partner. Your vendor is a strategic partner. And we know in a software as a service environment, this isn't just where you're just buying the software and the vendor goes away. No, you want to make sure that you're selecting software based on specific requirements that best reflect current and future need for the district, but also that the implementer that you're working with, the vendor, you know, that they have a qualified team. And one thing that we specialize in dealing with school districts is that we we'll make sure that we're documenting those requirements and that we're carrying those throughout the selection process and into the implementation. So I feel really great about the team that we have in place, even on projects that have been extremely difficult. You know, we have the experience here at Third Stage, you know, to deliver even a very difficult implementation when we're brought in later on in the project.
Absolutely. And just to wrap up here, one thing that you touched on that I want to highlight is that technology agnostic position that you have. Your dedication is only to the business goals of the organization. So in my final question here, Andrew, can you explain to us why that's important and what that means?
Well, what my focus is, you know, yes, I have a Rolodex, you know, with contacts from all the vendors. You know, I've been working in this business at a high level, Kyler, for nearly the last 20 years. But my focus is specifically on the requirements of my client, you know, who may be that district, who may be that city manager, that county administrator, that executive director at a public housing authority. You know, my focus is on what the superintendent's needs are, and documenting those, and then putting together a rock solid requirement traceability matrix, you know, and then evaluating our vendors, qualified vendors, based upon that. Third Stage specializes in putting together a qualified distribution list of vendors that we feel confident, you know, could potentially serve our superintendents and the district that they represent. But my focus as, you know, as an agnostic, is just making sure that we document requirements that best represent the current and future needs for the districts that Third Stage serves.
Absolutely. And just understanding and navigating all of the different agendas there, because software vendors aren't terrible people, but they have a job and it's to sell you software, right? Our job is to be dedicated to the objectives of the business and continuing through that third stage. So not just an implementation goodbye approach, right? Making sure that business value is realized. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Andrew, and all of this insights. If you do have additional questions for Andrew or want to connect with him, I will tag his LinkedIn profile below here, wherever you're watching. You can also reach out to him directly at andrew.hayes@thirdstage-consultinggroup.com. Just a reminder, we do have new episodes every Wednesday for our Ground Control podcast and our shorter form podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that is called Digital Stratosphere. So thanks again for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
All right, Kylie, thanks so much.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.